Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Digital Diary. I am your host, Hannah Elise. I'm trying to slow down my intro because I feel like when I say it as fast as I have been, it's like, welcome back to another episode of Hannah Elise. The name Digital Diary, also, I've learned as I've been saying this 25 times now, is kind of a tongue twister. Alas, that's the name of this podcast, so I'm going to need to figure it out. I'll get it together. Sorry about that. Why am I apologizing? I don't know. This is the 25th episode of this podcast. We are a quarter of the way to 100 episodes. Not that I'm counting, but 25 is kind of a mini milestone, I guess. It's almost been half a year, actually. Wait, has it been half a year? I think there was at least one week that I didn't have an upload. It's right around 6 months. I've been doing this for half a year. This is crazy. I just realized that. Anyway, wow. Hello. How are we all doing today? I hope you're all doing well. I hope we're all mentally stable. That's a Harry Styles reference. I swear, I make a Harry Styles reference every single episode, but at his concert, sometimes he'll be like, we all doing well? Are we all mentally stable? And then everyone's like, no. So I hope that y'all's answer was not no, though. I am in a great mood today. I feel like I say that every episode too, but also I wouldn't record an episode on a day that I was in an awful mood. So there's that. I don't want you to think that I'm just always in a good mood because every time I open a podcast, I say I'm in a good mood. If I'm in a terrible mood, I won't record. So today's episode, I thought of the topic for last night. And I was back and forth between this topic and another one for this week, but I didn't outline anything for this one. I didn't write any notes. I just kind of wanted to get into it. I don't know. I feel like I'm just going to wing it and hope for the best. This can go one of two ways. This can either go really well or really not badly, but I like having my notes and like having an outline to keep me on track and keep me guided through it. But sometimes it also feels like I'm just reading off of my notes for some parts. So I don't know. I'm just going completely rogue today. I hope that's okay with you. But I have been thinking about this topic and this concept for a little bit now. And let me, hold on. I just went in my notes app on my computer and wrote down the topic so that I can kind of look at it as if it's a thesis statement, and I make sure to point everything I say back to it so I don't get off track. So hopefully that helps me. But I have been thinking about this topic for the past couple weeks. I want to talk about playing the long game and how I feel like life is really just you playing the long game. What I mean by long game is a lot of the things that I am doing or we are doing in life right now, we're not seeing the fruits of our labor instantaneously. Most things in life, I feel like, do not come with instant gratification. I feel like a lot of the things that at least I feel like I'm doing every day are laying the groundwork for or setting me up for the benefits in the future. And it feels like I am playing the long game all the time. And I don't think that that's necessarily a bad thing. I think it almost gives me a sense of relief in a way when I think about life like that, because I mean, I am a pretty impatient person relatively. I try not to act on it, but I feel like I lose patience really quickly, and I just want to see results of things quickly. I want to enjoy the benefits of what I'm doing quickly. I want the instant gratification. I feel like it's normal and almost human for people to want instant gratification from things because you know at least then that you have a result and you have the thing that you wanted and you know that you've achieved it, I guess. And there are some things in life that you do get instant gratification with, and that's just how it works, and that's a good thing. But I think a majority of life isn't like that. It's about playing the long game. Sometimes I try to rush the long game and turn it into the short game where I get instant gratification. But a lot of things in life play out over time. And that's what I want to talk about today. Because there have been a lot of things in my life, aspects of my life, that I've noticed recently have developed in a good way that when I think back to a year ago or 2 years ago or more than that years ago, they were very much up in the air, question marks. I had no idea what I was doing with these aspects of my life. I felt lost with them and I didn't see when or how there was going to be a good result in this area. Let me just take friendships, for example. I talk about friendships a lot on this podcast. I am a girl in my 20s. I feel like the friendships and relationships in my life are so formative in this period. Relationships in your 20s, friendships in your 20s are a whole thing to navigate. I made a whole episode on friendships in your 20s. So you can go listen to that if you want to hear me talk more specifically just about that. But I'm just going to use that as an example right now for what I feel like the whole time was me playing the long game when I didn't even really notice or recognize that I was doing it. So a couple of years ago when I moved to New York, I wanted to make friends. I wanted to have best friends. I wanted to find my people almost immediately because obviously not having people who are close to you in your life is lonely. And at the time, I didn't want to play the long game with that. I wanted instant gratification. I wanted friends right now. I didn't have much patience for it. And when it didn't happen for me in the first 6 months of me living here, I was like, am I ever going to have friends? I'm tired of feeling lonely. I'm tired of feeling like I keep trying and failing at finding my people. And I didn't realize at the time, this entire time, I was playing the long game. Or life was playing it for me. And I didn't know I was playing, but I was just by living. I was participating. And then I started making friends. And over the past little over a year, so much has played out that I definitely, first of all, couldn't have even guessed when I was starting to think about this when I first moved here. And even before that, so much has played out. So much has come into my life. So much has left. So much has changed and evolved. And I am at a point right now in my life where I look back at 2 years ago when I was struggling with this. And I realize now, because of what I know now and because of what I guess have gained, I'm seeing those results, if you will, now, and I'm realizing that the entire time I was playing the long game. I was trial and erroring. I was laying the groundwork to find the people and become close with and connect with the people that I have now. I was doing that the whole time. I was laying that groundwork without even knowing I was doing it. And I feel like this specific topic, the friendships, is what got me thinking about the fact that life is just one big series of playing the long game. Another example is career stuff, job stuff, work stuff. I don't exactly know what my end goal is for my job. I know what I'm doing, and I know that 6 years ago before I started this and I was even more lost, obviously, because I had no idea what I even wanted to be doing. I couldn't have even imagined this was happening, but I made decisions then and throughout the years that followed that set me up for where I am now. And I also believe that what I'm doing now is me continuing to set myself up for something in the future. My career is a long game. I don't want to say, oh, I've already achieved everything, or, oh, I mean, not, this is also not to say I'm not happy with where I am now. I am happy with where I am now. And I think that that's another thing I want to mention is, even though you're playing the long game, doesn't mean that you have to be unsatisfied while you're playing it and before you kind of come to the realization of what the result was. It doesn't mean that that whole time you're kind of miserable or you're in limbo. You can be enjoying your life and you can be happy and successful and thriving while still playing the long game. Playing the long game doesn't mean that you're kind of sacrificing now in order to get the result you want. I mean, it can mean that, but sacrificing also doesn't have to mean you're miserable, if that makes sense. Anyway, I am happy with what I'm doing now, obviously, or else I wouldn't be doing it. But I still feel like this is not the end of the long game. I feel like what I'm doing now is still laying the groundwork and still setting myself up for something else that I'm going to realize in the future. When I reach that point, I'm going to look back on right now and the years before this, and I'll know that this is what I was doing all along. I was playing the long game this entire time. This example is a little bit different than the one I just shared, because in this case, I know that I'm playing the long game. I know that I am working towards something. I know that I'm laying the groundwork and setting myself up for something. It's so vague, I know, but when you're in the middle of it, you don't know what the end result is. So I can't help but be vague. It would be nice to be able to define it, but I don't know what it is right now. I'm still playing the game. When I started thinking about this, I realized that when I don't know exactly what I'm doing, or I feel confused or lost, I'm not a failure. I'm not failing. I'm not making no progress. I'm just playing the game. I'm in the middle of the game. And there is something bigger happening. This is a part of something bigger. Everything that I'm doing and working towards is a part of something bigger that I am not realizing right now, and I really won't even realize until I've gotten there and I can look back and see how all the things I did in those times where I felt like I was kind of just shooting in the dark, didn't know exactly what was going on, was kind of winging it, I will be able to look back and see exactly how those were steps that got me to where I ended up. I think that this concept is the same for relationships also. This is an area of my life that has seemingly been unsuccessful. And I have nothing to show for it. Or so I think right now. But again, I'm playing the long game here. If I played the short game in terms of relationships in my life, if I did things just to have instant gratification, that would probably look like me settling. And all that would be doing is a disservice to myself. If I wanted instant gratification, I would just settle. And I would throw in the towel. And I would accept whatever is kind of presented to me instead of leaning into playing the long game, realizing that I'm playing the long game, and understanding that I'm in this for the long haul. And that not everything can just happen at the snap of a finger and be perfect. That's something I struggle with because I, as I said, I'm impatient. I also have talked about the fact that I'm a perfectionist. I want to snap my finger and have every, because it's like way less effort, first of all, less time, less energy, but it probably isn't going to be the right thing for me or what I truly need. Now, there are times when things happen quickly, like at the snap of a finger, and it is exactly what's meant for you. But if something isn't like that and it's not clicking right away and it's taking a bit more time, realize that you're playing the long game. and almost lean into it and accept it, because otherwise you can get frustrated. I'm speaking from my personal experience. It can be frustrating, feeling like you're making no progress, feeling like you kind of have no idea what you're doing, feeling like you don't even know if you'll ever get to a point where you feel like you've succeeded or you feel like you've won, quote unquote, the game. But back to what I was saying about relationships, I think that at least for me in this stage of my life, I am playing the long game. I am doing things now, making decisions now for myself and stepping into myself, getting to know myself, among other things, that are laying the groundwork for what will eventually pay off for me when it is meant to. I can't rush the timeline of when something is meant to happen to me. Obviously, I can steer myself in the right direction. I can do my best. I can put my best foot forward. I can put myself out there. I can try. And I should do all of those things, because I can't also sit around and expect the game to figure itself out for me. I have to play it. Playing the long game is an action. It's a choice. It's not sitting and letting life happen to you. It's not sitting by and waiting for things to just click, because that's not how it works. In order to play the long game, you have to play it. You have to take an active role. So even though I'm doing things now that I may not even see the overall point for, or I feel like I'm just kind of walking in a direction with no destination, I'm just kind of, you know, winging it, I'm playing the game. Destination unknown by me right now, but if I keep playing, I'll reach it. I'll figure out what it was, and it's going to hit me, and it's going to be like, oh my God, light bulb moment. That's what I was doing all of this for. That is why all of this happened. That's why I took all these steps, and this is how it set me up for this. I can see the foundation that I laid in those moments, and I can see how it got me here. Everything that I did got me here. I feel that way about my best friends. A couple years ago, I didn't know these people. Or maybe I did know them, but I didn't know them well. They were kind of acquaintances, or we were just mutuals on social media, or I knew of them, but they didn't have any actual like role in my life. And now I'm looking back and I'm seeing how everything that's happened and everything I've done, all of the decisions I've made in the last couple years that I've lived here, set me up to cross paths with them in the ways that I did, at the times that I did. And because of those things, and also because of the decisions I made with other people and other situations, everything lined up exactly how it was supposed to, so that these people would become some of the closest people to me and some of the best people in my life. And 2 years ago, I had no idea that these were the people that were going to be that for me. There were definitely people along the way in the last couple of years that I thought would be the people for me and I thought would be my people. These are just more examples of me trying to cheat the long game, try to shorten it so that I could get to that gratification and that end result quicker. And every single time I tried to do that, I'm not even joking, every single time, life showed me why it wasn't right for me. Something was revealed to me that showed me glaringly, obviously, that it wasn't right for me. And I was back to playing the long game. I was back to having to realize and understand that this was part of the process. It wasn't the destination. It wasn't the end result. It was just part of the process. It's part of the plot, if you will. Which is frustrating in the moment, because I'm like, oh my God, how long is this going to take, bro? Like, can we keep it moving? Can we hurry it up? No, we can't. because everything happens when it is meant to. I have seen that happen in my life time and time and time and time again. So when I'm in a situation now where I'm like, what the fuck is going on? What is the point of this? When will it pay off? Is there even a point? And I start to maybe doubt the timing of things, and I doubt if there's even anything that's meant for me. I think this way about relationships a lot. I often sit and I think, is there even a person for me? I know that there's, people say everyone has like their person in the world and you find them eventually when the time is right and whatever, but as time has gone on, I'm like, there's no way. I just don't see that that's possible. How is that possible? Where the fuck are they? Who are they? How do I find this person? How do they find me? What am I doing? Am I doing something wrong right now? Am I doing the right things to get me to them? Am I taking the right steps? Am I, like, what am I supposed to be doing? I feel like I'm doing it wrong. And it can get so frustrating because I'm like, there's just no way that this is actually going to pay off. There's no way that there's actually someone out there for me. And I look around at other people and I'm like, all of these people, now, granted, I don't know their personal situations and what, you never know what goes on behind closed doors for people. And a lot of the time, I feel like when you look at people and couples specifically and you think that they're perfect, no one's perfect ever. No couple's ever perfect. And there's always something going on that you don't know about. But I mean, I know a lot of people who genuinely are soulmates with their partner. And I'm like, how the fuck did you find them? And how do I do it? It's not fair. I don't understand. I don't get it. And the worst part is there's no clues either. It's like there's no one to tell me, oh, just do this. Or it'll happen at this day. Or it's going to take this amount of time because no one knows that. I don't even know that. But this leads me to another very important key factor in playing the long game. And it's that everyone's games are different. No two people are playing the exact same long game ever. Some people's games are longer than others. They're happening at different times than others. The destinations are different than others. No two peoples are the same. And same with life. As, I mean, I'm pretty much saying that life and the long game are the same thing because life is just made up of a bunch of different long games for different things. But in life, no two people are ever on the exact same path. Everyone's circumstances are different. Everyone's timing for their own lives and how things are going to work out and play out in their own lives are different. So when I look at other people who may have something figured out already or seemingly have something figured out already, I, again, don't know the real what's going on, but from what I can see, it feels like they do, and maybe they do. That doesn't mean that I'm doing something wrong. It just means that their timing was different than mine. And that's okay because that's just how it works. It's so easy to look at other people who are seemingly in the same situation as you, same circumstances, maybe they're the same age, you are in the same geographical location, you're in the same life stage. And it's easy to look at those people and be like, well, if they have this figured out by this point and I don't, then I must be doing something wrong because all things considered, we are in very similar life stages. And while that may be true, what's also true is that no two people's timing of their lives is the same. Everyone's paths are different. We all are on our own unique path. Our paths cross with other people's paths at different times. Sometimes they're not at the same frequency. Sometimes some take longer than others. But that doesn't mean anyone's doing anything wrong. I want to say that to all of you who feel that way, and also to myself, because I know that it's not just me. I feel like this is a very common thing that we can get in our heads about. And that's so normal. It's so easy to look at an area of your life where you feel like there's a gap or there's a hole, there's something missing. and you want so badly to fill it and to figure that freaking missing piece out. Oh my God, it's like having a puzzle and there's one piece that you just can't fit, or there's one piece missing and you can't, there's nothing that fits there. And you want so badly to just figure it out so that the puzzle is finished and it makes sense. And you're looking over at someone else doing their puzzle and theirs is done. And you're like, well, where the fuck is my last piece? Where did it go? How do I find it? Where is it? And it's frustrating seeing other people have already figured that out. But in times like that, it is more important than ever to remember that everyone's playing a different game. Even though we're all playing a long game, no two are the same. Just like no two people's paths are the same, no two people's journeys, lives are ever the same. Comparison is normal. It's human, but that doesn't mean that it has any actual truth to it. Just because someone else has figured something else out at this point in their life doesn't mean that you won't, or doesn't mean that you are wrong for not having figured it out yet. And same the other way around. Just because you may have something figured out and somebody else doesn't mean you did something better. I mean, maybe you did in specific cases, I guess, but all it means is that that was the timing that was for you, and someone else's timing for them is different, and that's okay. I feel like it almost makes me feel better about the process of things and how it can sometimes feel like I'm not making any progress when I remind myself that I am playing the long game and that things that are meant to be for me will happen when they're supposed to. And if I feel in this present moment that I don't understand how it's going to happen, that's okay. It doesn't mean it's not going to. Let me remind myself, I felt that way before. I felt before that I had no idea how I was going to do insert thing here, or how I was going to achieve what I wanted to in this way. When I was younger, every time someone asked me what I wanted to do, like for my dream job was always to have my own business. And the follow-up question would always be, what about what? Like, what would your business be for? And I would be like, I don't know, I'll figure it out. This was before I started YouTube. This was before any of this, anything that I've done. And as I've said, I still don't even feel like where I'm at right now is my final destination in this long game of my career. But I technically do have my own business. I've always just wanted to be self-employed, and I am. At the time, though, when people would ask me, what do you want to do? What's your plan? I didn't have one. I literally was like, I don't know. I'll figure it out. I don't know how. I don't know when. I don't know where. I don't know why, but I will. And I did. Same with the friendships thing. A couple years ago, I wrote a journal entry, and I don't even journal nearly as much as I should. I really journal only when things get to the point where if I don't get them out of my head and onto paper, I'm gonna freak out. And I was at that point with this. I felt so lonely. I wrote kind of like a rant journal page about how I felt lonely and how I just felt like it was impossible to find my people and that it was never gonna happen. And I have people in my life right now that I don't know how I never crossed paths with them before. I don't know where they've been all my life, but we're like two halves of the same brain. If you told me 2 years ago that, she'd be like, you're fucking lying. There's no way. That doesn't even exist, because I felt so defeated. I didn't see an end. I didn't see how that was possible. But I didn't even know what was possible. I was playing the long game with no end, no destination in mind. And then, bam, things just worked. Because I kept trying. I kept putting myself out there. And I kept just doing my best. I laid the groundwork and I got myself to the point where it clicked and it made sense. Even though there was a time that I swore it never would. And I just had no grasp. Like, there was just no way you could have told me anything, and I would have been like, you're full of shit. But it worked out. So now when I feel that way, and I do a lot, when I feel like I don't know how something is even going to work out, I feel like it's actually not possible, and I don't even see it happening for me, I need to remind myself of these other things, of the fact that I have felt that way before, that exact same feeling of kind of grasping at the air, I guess, and not coming up with anything, not being able to even get any type of handle on what was going on. That's exactly what's happening right now. And I gotta trust the process. Playing the long game means trusting the process. It means trusting the timing of things while also still doing your best and still trying. It can be hard when you feel like all of your efforts aren't paying off right away, instant gratification. But some things just take time. And if you give up now, you'll never finish the long game. In order to get to the end result and find what is for you, you have to keep playing. Taking a passive role in the long game is not going to get you anywhere, just like taking a passive role in your life isn't going to get you anywhere. You're not lost. You're not a failure. You're not hopeless. You're just playing the long game. Keep playing. Stay in it. One day you will be able to look back on right now and realize that you were exactly on the path you needed to be on. It will make sense at some point. You will see why everything had to happen the way that it did. Just trust that. Trust yourself. Trust that things will work out for you the way that they're supposed to and when they are supposed to. And it doesn't matter when that's happening for other people, because it's about you. You know, for someone with no notes, I feel like I did an okay job. I will be the judge of that, though, when I sit and listen to this and edit it. But I feel like I may have said some things. Hopefully that made sense. I just think that sometimes in life, you gotta look at things in a different lens. And this, for me, is a different lens. This is just looking at the same situation from a different perspective and kind of a more optimistic one than sometimes when I would look at a situation and be like, oh my God, this is never going to work out. This is looking at it as it's a work in progress and that's okay. And even if this is all bullshit and I'm just making shit up and telling myself these things to make myself feel better, at least I'm making myself feel better and I'm putting better energy out there and I'm at least being optimistic because, I mean, whatever helps, that's a little thing that I've been thinking about lately, and I've just been starting to look at all of the areas of my life where there are question marks or I feel like there's no end in sight through this lens. And it has really helped to put things into perspective for me and to keep me optimistic and positive and keep me going. And that is worth it to me. That's it for today's episode. That's all I had to say. Thank you for listening. I hope that this made you think. I don't know what else I was going to say. I hope this made you think. Just know that everything is going to work out and it's going to be okay. And we're all playing different games, different long games at the same time for different things. We're really all in this together, even though none of us are playing the same two games. We're all doing it collectively, individually, but at the same time. I'm going to go. Thank you for listening. I love you so very much. Happy 25 episodes. This is so exciting. I'm so excited for where this podcast is going to go and where we're going to go with it together. Thank you for being here and supporting and listening. If you've listened to this point in the episode, you're a real one. And I hope you have an amazing rest of your day and an amazing rest of your week. And I will talk to you again next week with a brand new episode. Bye.